This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. U.S. President Donald Trump is continuing to cast doubt on the integrity of the national election by expressing concern about potential fraud with mail-in ballots, a scenario that many officials say is being vastly overblown. Trump told reporters Thursday on the White House South Lawn that he's not sure this year's election can be fair.
I don't know that it can be with this whole situation. Unsolicited ballots. There are unsolicited millions being sent to everybody, and we'll see.
The president claimed that a lot of ballots were found in a river, and those with his name on them were thrown in a waste paper basket. A small number of military ballots were discarded, and nine have been recovered as part of an investigation, according to the U.S. Attorney's Office in the Middle District of Pennsylvania. Trump has repeatedly expressed concern about plans by a number of states, including California, Colorado, Nevada, Oregon, Vermont, and Washington, to automatically dispatch mail-in ballots to all state residents for the election. Meanwhile, on Capitol Hill, both Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi sought to reassure the American public Thursday that there would be a peaceful transition of power should the president lose in November. At a news conference, Pelosi said that no one should be shocked that President Trump would decline to commit to a peaceful transfer.
But that a president of the United States would place in doubt the idea of the peaceful transfer of power is, it's no surprise, again, because the president has been contemptible of science and governance.
Mitch McConnell and other leaders of Trump's Republican Party had no hesitation in committing to an orderly transfer if Trump loses. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is